It's a special and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this is the last Parsha of the year, Parshas Netzavim, coming right before Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Parachov Tes, Pasuk Tes, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you're standing today, Kulchem Lipnei Hashem Elokeichem, all of you before Hashem, Roshechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Beshotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, all the heads, all the officers, everyone from Kol Yisrael, Tapechem, Nishechem, Vigerecho, Asher, Bekerev, Machanecho, children, the women, the converts that are amongst your nation, Michote Veitzecha, Ad Sholeh Meimecha, from the woodchoppers until the drawers of the water. And there's a couple questions just right on these psukim. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga that the men, again, there was Hakel, they would all get together. We're still in the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, and all the nation would get together. And the Gemara says that the men came, and the women came, and the women got schar for making sure that the men were able to be involved. And also they brought the children, and the children got schar. And the women got schar, and everyone got schar. And the obvious question is, what do you mean? It's so difficult to bring children, to bring your whole family. But ask Mari Mintz, I don't get it. Where are you going to put the children? Why are they getting schar? Where are you going to put them? I remember, start off with this story. Yeah, right away, I remember going to America with my family for a chasana. And at that point, we had six girls and one boy. And obviously, everyone dresses the same shirt because we don't want to lose anyone. All right, like that movie in Home Alone. Not that I know any movies, but I heard about it, Home Alone. And they lost the kid, okay? That's for sure. So we're all going. We're going on the airplane. And we got all the family. And then we have a baby in the stroller. And a lady sees them. And she says, whoa! Six girls! Let me guess. There must be a boy. That must be a boy in that stroller. And we said, yeah, it's a boy. And she says, hallelujah! But again, to traveling with kids is a very difficult thing. But ask the Mari Mintz, where would you put the children? Again, hope Klal Yisrael is getting together as a nation. Hakel, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Where would you put them? 1B we'll call it. Mechote Veitzecha Ad Sholeh Meimecha. From the woodchoppers until the people that go and they bring the water. If we're talking about all these jobs in Klal Yisrael, why would you talk about the woodchoppers and the drawers of water? There's so many other jobs. These seem like too minimal. There's acts. What are they? What about the doctors? What about the lawyers? What about all these different people? Why specifically the chote veitzecha, the choppers of the wood, and the water drawers? Question two. Very apropos, right before Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, Vayaki Avo Elecha Kod Vermeela. All these things are going to come upon you. All the brachas. And then the Pasuk says in Beis, Vishafta Ad Hashem Elokecha. And you should go and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Pasuk Gimel, Vishav Hashem Elokecha. Why the Lashon? It says, first the Lashon that you should go until Hashem. And then it says, Hashem, your God, will return you. And furthermore, in Perek Lamed, it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this great mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcho hayom, that Hashem commanded you, lo nifleisa hi mimcha ve-lo rechoka hi. It's not hidden from you, it's not distance, lo ba-shamayim hi. It's not in Shamayim. Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Erevin and Daphne and Hay, that if it was in the heavens, you would have to go after it and you would have to learn it. And the question is, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, Rashi is learning like the Gemara in Erevin that is talking about Torah. But the Ramban, Nachmanides, says, 1197, 1270, right? The great Nachmanides, that is talking about tshuva. But we know that a Rishon is not allowed to argue with the Gemara, so how can the Ramban say it's talking about tshuva? Question three, we know Rosh Hashanah is coming up. the end of the year, Rosh Hashanah, a new year. And Rosh Hashanah is a very interesting day. I remember being a little boy, not understanding the day. On the one hand, it's Yom HaDin, it's Judgment Day. Our whole year is on the line. We could think back, what a crazy year we had. Again, a year of bracha, but also the corona, and all these different things. Everything is on the line. It's a Yom HaDin, but it's also a day of simcha. We're dancing in the davening. We're wearing nice clothing. So what is Rosh Hashanah? It's this dichotomy. What is it? Is it a happy day? Is it a scary day? Imagine you're in front of the judge, and your life's on the line, and you start singing and dancing, and Hashem Melech, Hashem, like, what are you doing? So we have to figure out what this day, Rosh Hashanah, which is approaching us. So again, let's discuss it over. Let's have it in our back pocket. The first question, again, what's the great sky? Bringing the children. Got to bring the children. Everyone's coming together. You can't just leave them at home. And why specifically the woodchoppers and the people that are drawing the water? Question two, why the Lashon of Vishav Hashem Elokecha and Ad Hashem Elokecha, and why Ki HaMitzvah Hazos? Is it talking about Torah? Is it talking about tshuva? And lastly, what is this day of Rosh Hashanah? So, a couple of years ago, I had this chus to speak in yeshiva. I spoke the first night of Rosh Hashanah. And this year, who knows what's going to be, because me and my family now are sitting, even though me and my wife, we have the vaccines, we're sitting with corona, right? It seems to never end. The corona's here, and we have to daven, and this is Hashem. Again, it feels like Pesach 2 years ago, the whole family together. Hey, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And I also recently said this story. I'm going to tell you a story. We love stories. At my grandfather's yahrzeit, I spoke about a little about my grandfather, Meir Ben Eliyahu HaKohen, who was a tzaddik, my father's father. And I spoke on Zoom. Had a little family get together about his yahrzeit, and my parents were there, and my uncles were there, and the cousins, and everyone was amazing. And I told the following story. It's a very powerful story. I told it before, and we remember stories, but it's always good to chazer over stories. There was a great rav. His name was Rebbe Eli Mintz, and he decided that he was going to go to Ukraine in 1989. They had freedom, and they were going to be able to daven. And before the davening started, he turned to the crowd and he said, I'm going to tell you a story within a story. I'm going to tell you a story of the great Rav Levi Bardichev. Again, the great Rav Levi Bardichev, one of my ancestors, is my grandfather, Rav Chaim Zev Bamzer, Zachrinu Sadei Kodesh Baruch Hu, used to always say, we're ancestors of Rav Levi Bardichev. And a very, very powerful story, Rav Levi Bardichev. 200 years ago, the great tzaddik, he blew shofar, he davened for the Amud again, the tefillos of a tzaddik, go straight, kisei shamayim, and everyone was waiting for him to blow the shofar, and he was just waiting. Finally, he blew the shofar. And afterwards, they came over to the great Rav, and they said, why, what did you wait? You waited so long, what were you waiting for? And he said, I'll tell you why. There was a man in the shul, and his name was Yitzchak. And this man, when he was very young, he was drafted into the Russian army. And he didn't know anything about Judaism, and he's in the shul right now. And he didn't know what a daven, he didn't know what a machzer was, he knew nothing. The only thing he knew was the Aleph Beis, was the 22 letters. And he went and he turned to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he turned to Shamayim and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know how to daven. I don't know what I'm doing right now. But I want you to accept my tefillahs. And all he started saying was Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and he said it over and over again. And Rav Levi Bardichev said something amazing. He said that I saw that there was a terrible decree against the Jews. But then I saw these Aleph, Beis, Gimel of this Yitzchak that broke the decree. Rav Levi Bardichev said that we all have the power, but we have to put our lave into it. We have to put our heart into our tefillah. And Rav Mintz turned to the crowd And they said, Remince, we hear what you're saying, but we don't even know the Aleph Beis. We know nothing. And Remince went to them and said, Aleph Beis. And they all repeated after him. Imagine 1989, not so long ago, in Ukraine. And he gets to the Yud. And he screams, Yud. And the crowd says, Yud. And he screams again, Yud. Representing Hashem's name. And they scream on top of their lungs. And every time that Rav Eli Mintz would go down to Ukraine year after year, and although they learned how to daven, they learned how to daven from a machzor, they learned what the tefillah was about. Every time they start the tefillah is this way, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And what is it about? Because the Rabbanu Shalom wants our lev, he wants our heart, he wants us to reach out to him, realizing that he's the one in charge. You know, I heard a great story from Reb Rizak. There was a raffle, and whoever won this raffle was going to be able to get the schus. Again, I'm not getting political over here, but a schus that President Trump was going to come to their house, and it was going to be unbelievable. Again, you know, I was talking about my connection. You know, I used to spend Thanksgiving with Jared Kushner, right? And Uncle Ira and Aunt Ora's house Thanksgiving, and we once lain together. Okay, all different stories. But nevertheless, President, they were having a raffle. Whoever won the raffle, President Trump was going to come to their house. So Naftali decided, he had a great friend, Chaim, he was going to put Chaim's name in the raffle. And obviously what happened, Chaim won. President of the United States is coming to your house. The President of the United States is coming to the house. Got to make sure the house is ready. Got to do all the renovations. Unbelievable. And Chaim did something amazing. He decided that he was going to look and try to figure out what is President Trump's favorite song. And he gets a 20-piece band, and the president's coming in, and he starts playing his song. And he's so moved by it, he can't believe it, and he starts crying. Right, recently, right, not so long ago. A couple years ago, President Trump came and he came to Israel and came to Eishet Torah and they took over and the guards were learning Daf Yomi. Unbelievable. So whether the story is true or not, we could bring it home because we're going to be singing to the Ribbono Shel. Rosh Hashanah represents the idea of being Mamlech Hashem. And it's mamish music to his ears when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillahs. Reaching out to him. We all have different things that we want. We all have different things that we need. Health and happiness. What is that song? So Hashem wants us, and we have to realize, we speak about this a lot, but we got to bring it home. That Hashem wants us to be proud of ourselves. We might have had a year that was challenging, falling and getting up, and falling and getting up. But Hashem is with all of us. Imagine how many mitzvahs we did in the whole year, how many brachos we said, how much Torah we learned, how much chesed we did. Just doing the little things, we have to look back at our achievements and say, wow, look, that's music to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's music to his ears. Atem nitzavim hayom. Stand in front of Hashem. Rav Pinkus brings down from the Rambam Perek Gimel. And Hilchos Deo is very famous. The Rambam says that you have the ability, anything you do in life, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be doing the most mundane tasks. All you need to do is bring Kedusha. You could be working from 9 to 7. And you could be doing everything. But you could bring Kedusha into realizing that you're doing it for your family, to bring Kedusha. You have food in front of you. And you make a bracha with kavana. You just did a mundane act of eating, and you brought kedusha into it. Says Rav Pinkus, when you bring the children, bring them with kedusha, because it's all about kedusha. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have kedusha, to bring kedusha into our lives. Mechote veisecha choy meimecha. Why specifically these two things? So in Parshas Bamidbar, we quoted the Medrash. The Torah was kind of with three things, with Midbar, the desert, and it was also kind of with Eish, fire, and also Mayim. Eish represents Gadlus HaOdom, that man can accomplish, the confidence of man, what man, the inventions that man makes, and the great things that man does, that represents Eish. But it's also the Mayim, Mayim El HaTorah, the idea of humility. That's what the Torah is saying. Atem Nitzavim, you're all standing in front of me. You all have the ability of Chotev Eitzecha to chop down the wood, but wood represents fire. You could do whatever you want if you put your mind to it. Nothing could stop you. But after you accomplish, realize that it's me, the Ribbono Shel Olam, giving it to you. Rachmona Liba Boi, Hashem. Hashem wants our hearts. Rabbeinu Bechai writes, in this week's parsha, he brings down in Pirkei Avos, we're learning Pirkei Avos with my shir in the morning a little. Perek Avos, Mishnah Bey, as we all know, the famous Mishnah, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid, Al HaTorah V'Al Avayda V'Al Gemilas Chasadim Omeid, Amida, to stand. I once heard from my uncle, Uncle Gedalia, Mishadar, Amida, because we need, the whole world is standing on these three things, and the whole point is to give over to the next generation of the Amida. Well, what are these three things? The three things are Al Torah, the Torah that we learn, Shemosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's Torah, Al Avoda, Avoda Davening, Gemara in Tainus says, it's talking about Tefillah, Avoda Shebelev, and Gemilas Chasadim. As we say in Devarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Vayu HaDvarim HaEla, Asher, Mitzavcho HaYom, Al Levavcho, and the Torah goes on, Bishinantam L'Lanecho V'Dibarta Bom. I remember that my grandfather, Zatzal, said, Ami and Chani, my wife, Ami and Chani at our chuppah, he says, Bom. Why does it say Bom? Because it's representing, Beis represents, Bereishis, the start of the first word in the Torah, and Bum, Mem represents the first word of Shas, Me'imasai. We take Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, and we bring it together, the Torah. The three pillars that we're all involved with the whole year. Rav Asher Weiss, one of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim, says beautifully, when we're making brachas on a mitzvah, we're doing all of these acts, we're making a bracha, we're having kavana, and we're actually doing the actual act. What we're doing and accomplishing, we have to realize what worlds we're doing, how we're changing worlds, and we don't even realize it sometimes. We just go with the flow. But we need to realize what we're doing. Ki ha mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, is it Torah? Is it tshuva? So I spoke again, I just made a siyum with my Shona Bet guys on Sukkah for my grandfather's yurt site. My father was on Zoom. Ah, it was Gishmak. And I said this word over. I heard over so many times from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Sachs, in the name of Rav Zolti, Mishnas Yavetz, that the whole idea when I'm learning Torah, that's the highest form of tshuva. The highest form of tshuva is when I'm learning Torah. Why? Because Hashem says, I want tshuva me'ava. If you return to me and you show me that I'm important to you because you want to learn my ways, you learn the Torah. So it's not a contradiction. Ki ha mitzvah hazos is the Torah. But through the Torah, I make avas Hashem. That's what it's about. The avas Hashem. Rosh Hashanah. What an interesting day. On the one hand, the machlokes between the Arizal and the Vilna Gaon. Now Rizal says, of course you could cry. Your whole life's on the line. And the Vilna Gaon says, you're not allowed to cry. It's a day of Simcha. A whole discussion, are you allowed to fast or not? And we obviously say, you can't fast. It's a judgment day. So why are we singing and why are we dancing? Because, says the Rosh, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, although it's a judgment day, and although normally when a person has judgment, he's so scared, when it comes to this judgment, it's a different type of judgment, because the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us so much. He wants to do everything for us. Avinu Malkeinu, we just need to reach out and just dive into Him. And even if we had not the greatest year, but we realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us so many brachas, and we have to realize that Our year is on the line, but we're confident. Why? We're singing and we're dancing because we're so confident that it's going to be great. And as we all know, we're going to blow the shofar. Mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that shofar, you're not allowed to have a shofar with any gold, nothing. You can't separate it. Why? Because we can't remember, right? The Chet HaEgel. But I don't get it, says the Gemara. The Kohen would wear big day zav. Again, he would wear big day lovin, big day zav. So the Gemara says something amazing. That when we blow the shofar, it's kilifnai kulifnim. Just like the Kohen Gadol would only wear white inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. When you blow the shofar, it's like you're inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. And sometimes words can't even explain it. You know, sometimes you have these feelings and words can't describe it. And that's the shofar. The blowing of the shofar. Showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's our Melech. He's the one deciding the world. So many reasons why I blow shofar. Kedis Yitzchak, the creation of the world, Maimon Har Sinai. But it's being Mamlech Hashem. But it's also about, the Gemara says, it's about, it's different blowings, the truas, the kiyas, because we're strong at the same time. We have shvarim, the do-do-do, because we're broken sometimes, but Hashem says, don't be broken, it's tefillah. Your tears will always go to Shamayim. I'm here to listen. I'm here listening to you, because I love you so much. Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us, to end off with this, the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, from an Aleph, that there's so many things that happened on Rosh Hashanah. Rachel and Sarah that were barren, able to have children. Avram and Yaakov were born. Yosef Asadik was freed from jail. The Shibud of Mitzrayim ended. What's the common theme? That everything could change. The change is possible. Look at all these things. They're in difficult situations. Sarah and Rachel couldn't have children. And things changed. Klal Yisrael was in Shibud. They were enslaved. And it changed. We all have the ability to realize that Hashem, we can change ourselves for the good. It's hard to change. So Solander says, the heart is Midah. It's hard to work on even one character. It's easier to finish Shas than one character trait. It's hard to change. But Rosh Hashanah is, we're coming into a new year and saying to Rabbeinu Shalom, I love you so much and you love me so much. We have to be proud of our accomplishments. Just to end off with a great vort. You know, we speak a lot about different women. We love the women, right? We speak about three unique women. We speak about Hagar. We speak about Sisera's mother. And we speak about Rachel, Rachel Mivaka. So what do they represent? Hagar, she gave up. She had Yeush with Yishmael. A Malach came and saved him. But she had Yeush. Sisera, she was delusional. She cried a hundred. She thought that her son was going, getting all the booty and all the women and doing the whole thing. But we have 100 kolos because of her. So Sisera's mother was delusional. She didn't realize that her son wasn't coming back. He wasn't getting the booty. But then we have Rachel. Rachel was in the middle. She had the reality of what was going on, and there was going to be hard times. That's why all the songs, Rachel Mevaka, Mother Rachel, she cried for us. That's why people go and they pour out their hearts in Kever Rachel. She realized where Klal Yisrael was. She wasn't delusional. But at the same time, she never gave up hope. She never gave up hope, realizing that Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a Geula. There's going to be the third Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Rachel represents. Rachel Mivaka Al Boneha. Before we're approaching the Rosh Hashanah. Ki HaMitzvah HaZos. This mitzvah. The mitzvah of Tshuva. This Shafta Ad Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take the Rosh Hashanah. Although it's a day of judgment and it's a scary day. We need to take our tefillahs. And channel them to Hashem like that story, Rachmona Liba Boi, and everyone has to prepare in their machzor, whichever way they can. And realize that they have the ability to take their tefillahs and bring it to the Shamayim. They could break all decrees, and everyone could have an amazing year. Everyone should have a ksiva chesima toiva, a good Geben Shior, and Mamish, all your tefillahs should be answered, L'Toiva, and this year should be a new year, a year of health and happiness, and build the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.